All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. You look at it right now and pitchers and catchers are beginning to report at Major League Baseball training camps in both the states of Florida and Arizona. And I want to talk about the New York Mets right now because, of course, this was a team that came out of nowhere in 2015 and won 90 games, which was good enough to win the NL East, and they won their first National League pennant since 2000. Now, of course, things did not work out in the manner that the Mets wanted them to in the World Series as they fell to the Kansas City Royals in five games. But, of course, with this quality pitching staff that the Mets have this season, again, expectations are going to be very high now. Now, one player in particular is going to be starting pitcher Matt Harvey. And of course, Matt Harvey is a guy that has captivated New York City for the past few years. You go back and Harvey was the Mets' first round pick in 2010, seventh overall. He made his big league debut in 2012. He went 3-5 that year with a 2.73 earned run average. He got off to the strong start in 2013. He finished fourth in the Cy Young Award voting before his season was lost as he had to undergo Tommy John surgery. Now that year, he also did start in the All-Star game, which was held at Citi Field, but he missed the entire 2014 season as he was recovering from Tommy John surgery. He did return to the Mets last year. He went 13-8 with a 2.71 earned run average. And of course, there was a big issue about his innings limit, and a lot of this controversy was started by his agent, Scott Boris, and it was a back and forth in the second half of the season for the Mets and Boris. And it did not come at a good time because you look at a Mets team that was in the midst of a playoff push, and ultimately they did get there. And, you know, it was something at first Harvey said, you know, he didn't want to push the innings limit. And he saw how the media in New York City, along with the fan base around the Mets, really acted negatively to him on that matter. And he kind of backtracked from that statement. And he went out there and gave everything that he had in the postseason for the Mets. Make no mistake about it. Now, he came into spring training, and of course, he did arrive early. And, you know, the cameras are right there in front of him. And this is a situation. Now the talk is about him staying in New York. And I mean, this is a guy that is not going to be a free agent, an unrestricted free agent, until 2018. And I think Harvey has learned his lesson from last year. He's saying all of the right things right now, that he wants to be a New York Met. He's willing to talk extension with the Mets, and he wants to be here long term. Make no mistake about it. If he's still with Scott Boris 2 years from now, Matt Harvey is going to get top dollar from whomever is going to sign him as a starting pitcher, because we all know the reputation that Boris has around Major League Baseball. I think right now what the media in New York City should do is just simply let Matt Harvey be. That's a few years away. A lot of things can happen between now and then, and who's to say that Matt Harvey will still be represented by Scott Boris in 2 years? We've seen it before when superstar type players have parted with Boris. We saw it with Alex Rodriguez and the New York Yankees, and we saw it with current Seattle Mariners second baseman Robinson Cano. But it's a situation where Harvey, the Mets fan base is behind him, New York City is behind him, and it's something where he's going to do everything in his power, I believe, in what is right for the Mets in 2016. Just let the other things take care of themselves. But right now, I think the media needs to back off around Harvey, but it's something where, of course, it would not be the New York media if they were not attempting to stir up some form of controversy. Spring training has just started. I know that a lot of people are eager to see what the Mets can do in 2016 after the way that things went down for them last year. But right now, let this guy get his conditioning in. Let him pitch and let 2016 simply take its course for Matt Harvey and the New York Mets. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.